It's been 5 days since Iran detained 15 British sailors and Marines in Persian Gulf waters, and tensions between London and Tehran are rising. There continues to be disagreement over where the Britons were seized on Friday. Iran insists they were operating in Iranian waters, while Britain says they were off the coast of Iraq. Joining us now for an update is Financial Times reporter Gareth Smith in Tehran. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Now, Iran isn't saying where the Britons are being held, only that they're being questioned, right?
That's correct. They told the British ambassador yesterday that they were fit and well and in Iran, but they were no more specific. And they also didn't agree to the British request to have access to the detainees.
Is there a belief that Iran seized these men and one woman for use as some sort of a bargaining chip?
Well, that was denied yesterday by Mehdi Mostafavi, the deputy foreign minister. He was quoted by state television as saying there was no link between these 15 detainees and the five Iranians, who you will remember are being held by American forces in Iraq since January.
Which was what the idea was, that perhaps they were looking to have them exchanged for those five Iranians.
Well, there has been some suggestion in some conservative circles here, conservative websites, that Iran should try and trade the 15 British detainees for the five Iranians being held by the U.S. in Iraq. It seems that the foreign ministry has now ruled that out.
Okay, then might there be a connection to U.N. Security Council sanctions over Iran's nuclear enrichment program?
It's difficult to rule out any connection with any aspect of the regional situation, including the nuclear program. But also, it's very hard at this stage to prove that there is any connection. I mean, Iran, as usual, is playing its cards very close to its chest, and there may be different actors in the rather complex political scene that Iran has who are playing rather different games. The Iranian foreign ministry seems to be taking a fairly conciliatory tone in the British with the meetings, what the British called a business-like tone, whereas the Iranian Revolutionary Guards, who are holding the 15 detainees, that's where people are more sore, more concerned, more angry about the detention of the Iranians in Iraq. I think we have to assume, though, that there's been some coordination on the Iranian side, probably in the Supreme National Security Council.
Yeah, and, you know, in 2004, Iran detained another group of British Marines and sailors, and they were presented on TV blindfolded there in Iran. They were released ultimately unharmed. Could one might expect a similar outcome this time around?
Well, I talked to a couple of well-placed analysts yesterday, and their analysis is that this could drag on for between 7 to 10 days. That isn't a long time in Iranian terms, and I think the desire, at least among the Iranian foreign ministry, is to keep this as a local and limited incident. I think in political terms, that may be rather longer than London can bear. Certainly the British Foreign Office is keen to play this low-key, is keen not to blow it up into a big political incident. There's a lot of political pressure on Tony Blair to do something. I think the only thing they can do at this stage, or the only thing they're talking about doing, is releasing the coordinates where they say that the 15 were captured. But that in itself is not going to put the Iranians under a lot of pressure.
Gareth Smith reports for the Financial Times in Tehran.